If you're out near Fenville on the west side of the state, there's an organic blueberry farm owned by writer Joan Donaldson and her husband John. It's called Pleasant Hill Farms. They also have a large plot of wildflowers growing nearby. It is just incredible to look at the photos, poppies and much more as far as the eye can see. The flowers are not only feeding the bees right now, they're also nurturing the soul. Joan sent us this essay.
Last summer, a dozen cars lined my driveway as 30 or more people viewed our field of wildflowers. Starting at dawn and continuing to sunset, the visitors reveled in the swaying blossoms. 20 years ago, our son's beehives prompted us to plant wildflowers, but now we grow them for both pollinators and humans. When our sons were in high school, they expanded their love of beekeeping into a small business, and they tended over 80 hives. Their bees had 40 acres of blueberry blossoms to pollinate, but once the spring sources of nectar dwindled, there came a period called a nectar valley, when the bees could find little food. The most appealing solution was to plant acres of flowers. Come late October, John mixed the seeds of red poppies, cornflowers, ox-eyed daisies, and black-eyed Susans, and poured them into our antique seed drill. He rumbled across the prepared land, and in a few weeks, tiny seedlings sprouted. During the winter, snow blanketed the earth and protected the baby plants. When warmer weather returned, the plants rose, and in late May, flower buds formed. At first, cornflowers dotted the landscape with blue. Next, a few red poppies opened, and soon a shimmering vista of red, blue, pink, and white erupted. When the summer flowers faded, the black-eyed Susans turned the field golden. For many years, only our friends knew about the field of flowers because we planted them near our son's hives. When our boys left home, we continued the tradition to feed pollinators. 2 years ago, we sowed the flowers on our land bordering the Fenville Cemetery. By word of mouth, people learned about the vista and created a traffic jam on the narrow cemetery roads. Photographers captured the site. Artists set up easels, and parents arranged their children and clicked a picture. Comments and thank you notes arrived on the Pleasant Hill Farm Facebook page. A photographer celebrated how his photo won an international award, and an artist told of her painting winning a competition. Other people told how they had driven over 2 hours to see the flowers, while others came to share a picnic during the sunset. If folks ran into us, they would ask, "Why do you do this?" I explained how we wanted to feed pollinators such as bees, butterflies, and other nectar-loving insects. And especially this year, we desire to sow beauty and share it with countless others, wanting the stunning power of flowers to bring them peace and fill them with hope.